From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Then again, we could always say,
hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or The Fragrance for Men.
Yes. Rob, welcome back to a whole new season in which, as I look at Football 2018,
yes,
the makers of world soccer,
yes,
it's almost become the annual traditional feature, Fans View, Robert Nichols, Fly Me to the Moon, brackets, 30th season.
Yes, 30th season.
The last eight, of course, have been co-hosted with podcast Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
That's very true, yeah.
It's wonderful.
Excellent.
FM,
8 seasons.
I know, and it doesn't seem a day over 26. but great stuff from that point of view. I was so tempted to actually say, here we come, walking down the street. We're everybody's friend. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. But I thought, no, we'll keep the music to one side until we can actually sort of really celebrate a whole range of things there. Because we are Monkees. We work our anchors kings. And then we were agnostics, really. and now we have become Monk's Monkees.
Monk's, I see what you're doing.
Yes. This is Gary Monk, the routine. Mm. We are going to smash the championship. You may have heard, if you're sort of thinking that it's the championship, surely Borough, Premiership. No, Middlesbrough did actually, because it was something that our special guest today, our usual Fly Me to the Moon, a non-footballing supporter, a co-presenter, that'd be Richard Bellis. Richard, yes. Middlesbrough relegated last season.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
I know you did. Exactly. On the ball, top undergraduate.
We try to get somebody and convert them at the start,
yes,
of each season.
Exactly. Don't worry, it's not like the Jehovah's Witnesses or
no,
any other religious
oh,
cults,
no.
Moonies, etc. It's just, you know. Although,
Monkeys,
you know,
not Moonies.
Exactly. Although Fly Me to the Moon, there's obviously a connection there, which I won't go into. So it's, you know, we don't believe in having mass marriages, you know.
No.
unless, of course, the fee is there. But yeah. we will quote from your good self, Robert, because this is the first podcast special, obviously, of the season.
Yes.
Ahead of the first trip to Wolves, and there will, of course, be the wonderful hard copy Fly Me to the Moon magazine produced ahead of Sheffield United and Burton album. Now, looking at this, I'm thinking, actually, with new signings coming on board, with the fact that people are sort of wondering, sadly, Neymar chose to go to Paris Saint-Germain as opposed to Borough. I don't think the bid had actually gone in time from Steve Gibson, but, you know.
It's incredible money.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think in the time we've already spoken, Neymar would have actually earned about £5,000.
Yeah.
So there we are. That's the sponsorship. I think Neymar's gone. However, we do have Britta Samalonga.
We do indeed.
We have Johnny Harrison.
Yeah.
We have a range of other scenarios from that perspective.
Braithwaite.
Indeed.
Obviously Britta Samalonga broke our transfer record. We won't talk about the person who took the record off, which was another super striker. So
Jordan Rhodes.
No, it was Alfonso Alves.
Oh, of course.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
But he did quite well in his first season. But, yes, we've shown real ambition here. We've brought in a lot of new players and we've got a new manager. And I think that's sort of offset the fact that we've been relegated. People, it's obviously, you waited 7 years to go up to the Premier League. That's all you aspire to. You finally get there and you absolutely... Disaster, wasn't it? Absolute disaster.
From the printed word, Rob, from your lips to God's ears, last season was a nightmare.
Yeah.
After waiting 7 years to return to the top flight, we had a quite disastrous campaign, only recording 5 wins and scoring a meagre 27 goals. What a letdown, especially as we were in a strong position halfway through, but we threw it all away.
Yeah.
Mm. Those are the words, Richard, that will be carved on stone when scholars and historians in the 34th century actually look back and think, what were the thoughts of the Middlesbrough folk when it came to that relegation?
Yes.
And the line, we threw it all away. This season, of course, will be, the hope has to be, we can bounce back at the first attempt. Burnley did it, Newcastle did it, and we'll do it.
So yes.
And of course, the likelihood is, according to the bookies, we'll go up as joint packages with Aston Villa, now they have John Terry.
Yes, I'm not sure. Well, it'd be interesting to see John Terry after Chelsea. It doesn't always happen when players leave the club in that way.
But Steve Bruce and John Terry.
Yeah, well.
Might sort of say there's interesting lines there. Fulham are third favourites.
Yeah, I think I think they looked quite strong at the end of last season. If they can carry that through into this season, that's always the challenge. Can you carry your form on? For Middlesbrough, it's a different sort of challenge. We have to turn losing form into winning form with a new formula. You mentioned Newcastle, you mentioned Burnley. I think I'm right in saying Newcastle lost the first two matches last season.
I think it was possibly three.
Right.
Or two and a draw.
We
mustn't panic.
No, exactly. And Burnley, the season before, they were woeful in the first 6 months. They really didn't look anything like it, but it's a very long season in the Championship.
The only slight caveat is, of course,
go on,
Borough not necessarily having the greatest of times in January and after January. So really,
yeah,
I'd like to feel they could actually get a bank of 15 wins beforehand.
Yeah.
So they got a little bit of latitude to actually work through. A bit like the 1974 Jack Charlton season.
Yes, indeed.
March through that perspective. We've talked about some of the new signs. We'll talk more about them later. Particularly interested in Martin Braithwaite.
Yeah, indeed.
But let's not forget that despite those baggies trying to sneakily say, we'll have a player plus 15 million for Ben Gibson, he's staying with us. Or it seems to be at this stage, Ben Gibson is going to be staying as a central rock from that point of view. And of course, we've got Patrick Bamford, who will hopefully be played more frequently.
Yeah, and he's been training. He trained all through summer, didn't he? He was really determined to make his mark this season. It looks as if we're going to go at the start of the season with three players up front as well, which is quite exciting.
We send our sympathies to the England World or European Championship team because they lost 3-0.
Yeah, it was very sad that it was such a good tournament they were playing and then Wales fell off against the host.
Exactly.
It's difficult to play against the crowd as well.
6-0 win against Scotland was superb.
Yeah, it was.
3-0 against Holland was less so.
Yeah.
Never mind. That's all we will say on that. Last week, presumably, you were seeing Borough take on board a German side.
Yeah, played Augsburg, who were pretty useful. I hadn't heard of them before. I think many of us hadn't, but they've actually been in the Bundesliga for many years, and they always finish in the middle of the division. So it was a good test. An Augsburg team thrashed Southampton in midweek.
Exactly. And of course, we had the positive views for both Braithwaite and Asamoah, I think, who seemed to be on form.
Yes, Braithwaite scored. And also Fletcher came on in the last minute as substitute and set up the winning goal for Forshaw. So they all made their mark and, it's looking good. We haven't mentioned Darren Randolph that's been bought in goal, and he's a player that often thwarted Middlesbrough when we played at Birmingham, always played great performances, and was first choice keeper in the Premier League for West Ham for the second half of last season. A great player to get behind the sticks.
We might also welcome back Mr. Konstantopoulos again.
Yeah, I hope he gets a chance. Mm. I feel a bit for him and for Connor Ripley as well, who's been out on loan a couple of times, has done well, and this might have been his opportunity to be given the number one shirt. Similarly, young Harry Chapman, who I think is going out on loan once more to Blackburn Rovers, to Tony Mowbray. That'll do him a lot of good, but he might have felt, and it might have been a time for him to actually make his mark as a first team player. He was in the under-20s, the under-20s squad that did so well, that actually won. Also, Dale Fry, who was centre half up until the quarter-final stage, I think, in that team. And it would be really great to see him coming on and actually starting a lot of games this season as well.
Both part of your youngsters to watch, and the little caveat as well that you've pointed out, Rob, Gary Monk has certainly indicated the door is open.
You signed a lot of young players as well.
Are we happy with Gary Monk? Would we have preferred Simon Grayson? Sorry, Sunderland fans. but in terms of the actual thing, clearly did reasonably well at Swansea, perhaps unfortunate Swansea, did very well for a big period of time at Leeds and then had a bit of a falling away at the end. Are we thinking actually Gary's the right man for the post?
I think so, yeah. Well, we haven't started yet, but he said all the right things, has made a big impression. He met the fans this week with all his coaching staff, and that's quite sort of a welcome thing. It's a bit of a change as well, isn't it, really? I went to the press conference yesterday. Again, he seemed impressive with what he wants to do. He wants to give us a sort of dynamic team. He wants to score some goals. Well, obviously, you can't do that. The Championship is so many games. You can't promise that every single match, but he wants to deliver something that perhaps we've been starved off for a couple of years under Ito Karanka. And he's a hungry young manager. He's really well thought of through the game. So really happy to get him, actually. And he has had a big impact already with the players that he's brought in.
which can only be good. We'll talk in a matter of moments about the games that you're most looking forward to. Also, the game to dread, which is quite interesting. Interesting choice this, Rob. I'm surprised you actually went for this particular team, but, you know, we'll find out exactly what it is, particularly as we've just celebrated Yorkshire Day. At least some of us celebrated Yorkshire Day. Yeah. I mean, from your own perspective, Richard, would you consider yourself... I mean, you were saying when we talked about this before the show, you're more Yorkshire than seeing yourself as a Geordie.
Yes, I say that I think Borough's part of Yorkshire. It's in the northeast, but no, it's Yorkshire. It's definitely Yorkshire.
It was Yorkshire when I was born here, and Alex the same.
Exactly, yeah. North Yorkshire.
North Riding.
So, North Riding. That's, now, there's a long time ago. Which, of course, the little pithy quiz, which we'll throw out to people to consider before we take our brief sponsor break here. Why does Yorkshire, or did Yorkshire, have a North Riding, a South Riding, and an East Riding, but not a West Riding?
South Riding.
Right. No South Riding. No, so why didn't it have a South Riding? Do you know the answer to that one, Richard?
I think I've been told a long time ago, but
we'll resuscitate that answer in a matter of minutes from now.
100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Farmer Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website farmernord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Farmer Nord, I wonder?
PHARMANORD.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Farmer Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you fancy a film, we have over 80 great films to choose from, to suit all ages and all film tastes. Why not check out the free film trailers and see if there's anything you fancy? If the latest blockbuster film isn't your thing, then how about one of our classic films, such as The Great Escape, Rain Man, or Some Like It Hot?
250.
250?
Yeah.
You're crazy. You ought to be locked up. You too. 250 guys just walking down the road just like that.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Right, man. You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Hi, this is Bernie Slaven, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Climate the Moon.
Thank you, Bernie.
You see, he's still got it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to also add the notion that Shrug...
Shrug, he says, as he switches to the microphone for a moment. Shrug is actually going to be... it's made a second album.
That's all these album. Exactly. Only taken 30 years.
Exactly. Is it available for purchase?
Well, it isn't finished yet, actually, Alex.
Hopefully, if it
all comes out well, then it will be a second album.
I feel, Rob, as though this is the equivalent to when Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys actually produced his opus. You know, it's going to be that.
He's on his final UK tour now.
Yeah, so there we are.
Yes.
So let's put Richard and maybe one or two other folk out of their bewilderment in terms of why is there a North Riding, a West Riding, an East Riding, but no South Riding. It's because actually it comes from the Danish or the Viking term riddings, in which Yorkshire was divided into three parts. Clearly, the riddings, you had a first third, a second third, and a third third. That makes a whole. You wouldn't actually have a quarter. So that's why there's no South Riding. Does that strike any chord at all, Richard, or is that complete fabrication?
I think it does strike a chord somewhere, but it was a long time ago when I learned that.
It was a long time ago, the Vikings.
Yeah, just thinking, Rob, that actually Fly Me to the Moon was already celebrating its 10th season when Richard was born.
Really? Thank you for that.
and we just appreciate and celebrate the wondrousness of that. Okay, we're talking about going to Dread in Yorkshire. That was the reason for the whole thing. And it's Leeds United you've gone for, Rob.
I think it's just because of the history around the game.
Toxic Elland Road.
Yeah, toxic Elland. Well, it always has been. Ever since it first went, when I was about Richard's age, we always had Middlesbrough players sent off. And often, it has... People say it, people try and argue it's not a derby match, but it has everything that a derby match has. It's not really banter. It's something beyond that. It has that atmosphere, and it has the red cards,
clearly,
and it has the twists.
There is the line that, you know, Sunderland is closer to us than Leeds.
Yeah.
In terms of miles, kilometres, and so on. But quoting from yourself, because presumably you said yes to the World Soccer people when they interviewed you on this particular basis, which is it is clearly a quote.
No, I did.
Traditionally, Leeds always lift their game. We have a man sent off and or a controversial disallowed goal and come away with a sickening defeat. With former Leeds boss Gary Monk now in charge at Borough, I don't expect we will see any Yorkshire hospitality.
No, really.
I hope we can defy recent history.
Yeah,
nice little
think there'll be a little bit of an edge on that game, but Leeds have opted for a very obscure manager who managed in, was it Cyprus, I think he came from?
Well, his name is Thomas Christiansen.
Yes.
And in terms of his two-year contract, it's never going to last. I mean, when is it? To be fair, they've got a new owner, Andrea Radrizzani, as opposed to the tremendous comedy effect Mr. Massimo, who was on top form, Massimo Cellini, just for sackable scenarios.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, we'll see if it is a new start. A very unusual appointment indeed.
And Mr. Cellini would presumably be on Gary Monk's Christmas card list, if indeed he even sends Christmas cards, because these days probably be e-cards or various other things. It's very strange. Game to look forward to, it's tomorrow. It's
the big kickoff.
Wolverhampton Wanderers, and you're looking forward to seeing first how much of an impact Gary Monk is actually having, how the new players are working through the whole process, and you're also quite excited by the prospect of scoring goals and winning games.
Yeah, just quoted how few goals we scored, and we didn't win many games. We won five games, didn't we? Yeah, that's right.
The only fear that I've heard mentioned about Mr. Assam Malonga is his proneness for injury.
Well, he did get... Obviously, was phenomenal when he was at Peterborough, and his Nottingham Forest career was blighted initially by injuries, wasn't it? Well, you we'll
it's
see.
It's a gamble. Let's hope he doesn't follow the traditional way of the Liverpool forward, Mr. Sturridge, who, despite scoring a fine goal against Bayern Munich, he grimaced. He's done it again, really. Yeah. You couldn't write it, really. I mean, Darren Anderton must be looking at that and thinking, well, they can't call me sick note anymore on that basis, but there we are. Liverpool doing their stuff, but you know, clearly this season is championship focused. You know, it's not.
Oh, it has to be.
Exactly. You know, things that are happening in the Premiership, you know, I mean, it may well be that Alexis Sanchez realised that it should come to Middlesbrough as opposed to any other side, because it would
swap for Ben Gibson,
exactly,
do you think?
Exactly. It would be an interesting sort of perspective, but maybe not. Although I'm not sure how Sanchez would actually cope at centre half. Still.
Yeah. You have to be seen.
And in terms of last season's biggest villain, the negative side of things, you're still sticking with Gaston Ramirez.
Yes.
The swine.
Yeah. I think he's left this week, but I'm not sure. Never be too sure.
Does he know?
I don't know. It's such a letdown. It was a man that could have really made his mark in the Premier League. And if he'd played his cards right, if he wanted to move to a bigger club, he should have made his mark with Middlesbrough first. And instead, he made his mark for all the wrong reasons. That's why he's having to leave this country, because no one wants to touch him again. But he's got a phenomenal goal against Bournemouth early in the season. It made the match of the day's top goals of the season. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't perform again. Decided he was injured, and then when he came back, he got himself booked every game and then sent off away at Bournemouth.
It's not a good sign, is it, really?
But he could have really made his mark for himself and for the club. It could have he was a key player, and he, for some strange reason, decided he wanted to leave and wasn't going to be bothered, and look where it's got him.
Richard, have you ever been to a match at the Riverside?
I have never been to a football game ever.
We're going to have to work on this.
Yeah, you've got.
I have been to the Riverside.
Oh, yeah.
Several times, but it's always been empty. No games on.
Oh. Is that because of timing issue?
Yeah.
No, I'm not late for the game. I'm just going when there's never a game on.
Your friends and colleagues have actually arranged to meet. We'll see you at the game, etc. You've turned up 24 hours early. I mean, there could be a little story about that, Rob, couldn't
there? I think
there?
So. The definitely.
About, you know, the lad who always turns up to the football ground, and there's nobody ever there. He's not on. Let's look at the fixtures, Rob.
Yeah.
Clearly, Wolves is the launch pad.
Yeah. Difficult start, because Wolves have spent big as well, haven't they? Got a new manager from Portugal, from Porto, wasn't it? So it's Wolves are a strange club, because they've made some had some real false starts before. Didn't have Walter Zenger as a manager,
it was a disaster. Nuno, of course, is there.
View.
If you're interested in terms of Thomas Bau or Bau, B-A-U-G-H, could be Thomas Bauf, really. Thomas Bau from wolvesblog.com. Game to dread, Middlesbrough away. We never get anything from the Riverside.
Right. Well, I think it's a tough start. I looked this up, actually, and because I couldn't remember. We did win 3-1 at Molineux in our promotion campaign, but I do recall once I looked up the score, I remembered the match in that they were 1-0 up, and Stuart Downing had been dropped. He came on from the bench and scored a tremendous free kick and rallied us, turned it around. Obviously, it doesn't look as if Stuart Downing's got a future at Middlesbrough at the moment. It doesn't look that way. But it's always been a difficult place to go. I can't remember many victories in all the years that I've seen Borough there. I think first time it was about 1981. We lost in a big cup match, quarter final. So it's hard, and it's full of house. Not only did the Middlesbrough fans sell out straight away, but the Wolves fans have sold out. So that shows.
I believe the Championship is the fifth or possibly fourth most watched league in the world. So although it's still very much up there in terms of global sales pitches and various other factors. Sheffield United at home, we'll talk more about next time, of course, next week we'll look at that. Likewise, Burton. I mean, it's kind of like almost an East Midlands and Midlands area, really, with Sheffield United being Yorkshire, because you've got Burton Albion and Nottingham Forest in August before, of course, wrapping up in Lancashire with the whole, taking Lancashire, Preston, who come to Riverside on August 26th. Busy time, but...
Yes, absolutely. That's what the Championship's about. You're straight into it. With the Premier League, it's stop-start for the first couple of months, but a lot of games.
I wonder how soon it'll be before Alistair sets on board a tally chart to see the first use of the term thick and fast.
Yeah.
As in games coming
thick and fast.
One of those clichés which will be wheeled out. I predict we might well use that probably in December time. probably. I'll try and steal.
I think it'll be earlier than that.
Earlier, yeah. Could be a cup run. Who knows what happened from that point of view. Richard,
yes.
Prediction for the season. Well, actually, not for the season. Let's ease back on that first.
Yes.
Let's go for a nice simple introduction to the whole thing. What do you predict the scoreline to be at? Is it Molyneux?
It's Molyneux.
It is still Molyneux.
It is still Molyneux.
Kind of strange. You know, I thought they would.
It's an old name.
Exactly.
An old club.
It's like Main Road or, all sorts of other areas. The Dell, you know, there's another one, but the Molyneux still there. What is your score prediction for Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Middlesbrough?
I'd probably say 1-0. To Borough.
Oh, good. Like that.
Yes.
Very good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At least that's the score when there's nobody in the stadium.
Okay. Yeah.
So as it stands at this moment, whilst we're putting together Fly Me to the Moon, it is 1-0 to Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
I think I'll go 2-1 to Middlesbrough. I'll be optimistic, Rob.
Well, I predicted 2-1 in the middle of the week. I think I would settle for a draw, actually, because I don't think I think we shouldn't get too carried away, but 2-1 is what I'm looking at as well.
This has been the first Fly to the Moon podcast of season 2017 to 2018, our pre-Russia World Cup experience. Well, we could set the ability as that, right?
Yeah, we can.
And there'll be many more of the whole thing, including news about Shrug and their fantastic second album. And the fact that it's just been released that a fine band are going to be performing in Middlesbrough, and that band is
Maximo Park, September the 17th.
Splendid.
It's a new venue on Linthorpe Road.
And inevitably, I can hear the screams now at the computers.
Yes.
And the land systems. But how can we subscribe to the paper edition?
Oh, good. I'm glad they're screaming
for that.
Yes, indeed.
The magazine.
Please do. Mm. If you click on subscribe on the Fly Me to the Moon website, fmttm.com, you will find all the details. But you can just put, if you've still got a checkbook, and I believe some people haven't.
Good heavens.
Yes.
Richard, do you have a checkbook?
No, I don't.
Yeah, there you see. Yeah. Right. But if you still have a checkbook, then it's £22 still for the season.
Amazing.
To made out to Fly Me to the Moon at Fly Me to the Moon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Gilkes Street, which is GILKES, Middlesbrough, TS1, 5, A for Alan, P for Peacock.
I'm almost tempted to say that because snail mail, as it used to be called, Bristol Postal Service is such a wonderful archaic way of sending stuff. If somebody does actually send you in a cheque via that particular route, as opposed to online, etc., we should have a special prize for them. You know, just actually work through that. We have a think about that. You know,
if they send a cheque through.
If they send a cheque through the post.
Yeah.
And it's maybe the first one that arrives, etc.
I've got loads of checks.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
So there we are. To subscribe, but through the post, sent through the post, we could have a little draw, and the winner can maybe have a Jenny Finch book.
Oh, right. Okay. Which we ask Jenny.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll agree.
I'm sure she will, yes. There we are. You have that chance. And the deadline for that would be by kick-off for Sheffield United. So
yeah, hopefully people subscribe. I got some subscriptions at the kickoff of the first match last season, but obviously it was too late for me. I was actually at the match.
Exactly.
It'd be good to get your subscriptions in next week, and then we can get it.
We like subscribers. I see a pigeon has just appeared outside the studio here, and it's looking. Just turn around, Rob. You could actually see the pigeon with the check in its beak there, just sort of looking there.
It has indeed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We are
not
lying.
Snail mail. Pigeon mail.
That is what I call, quite simply, the notion of the power of the omen. It's going to be a great season for Middlesbrough because the pigeon has arrived with a check in seconds of the whole thing. There.
Catch a pigeon.
Exactly. Let's go to Dick Dastardly.
Dick Dastardly, yes.
Yes, it's the line from that. Otherwise, Richard, I think we're talking about like two senior citizens.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, you will. Yeah.
it's not going to work. This has been the first flight of the podcast. We'll be back again actually next week with another sort of precursor to the Sheffield United game. We might even have some new updated jingles as well from that perspective. That's it. But, of course, those final words, which Richard is not aware of. We need to finish off every season with, every sort of show with.
We do, indeed.
Yes, exactly. Do you want to coach him for a few seconds?
Yeah.
To sort of see what the,
Richard,
if you actually take that brochure that you're looking at beforehand from the wall there, or actually look at Rob's editorial, which is curiously on page 3 of the Fly Me to the Moon package there, you can see that there's always a wonderful word there, which is just so significant, etc. 7 simple words, a lifetime of entertainment. containment, as we've often sort of said for that.
Hopefully,
word.
I said that on there.
I think you did. Okay. Is that there? Is that,
yes.
Good.
Right, so we'll say after three collectively, a one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough. Up the Borough.
Not quite the passion I was expecting from Richard there, but then again, there was nobody else in the stadium. Let's imagine a full stadium now with a bit more.
Yeah, we're really going for it.
I'm trying to be passionate, but it's hard to be passionate about the team that's just been.
but it's the team that's just about to be promoted. Exactly.
Oh, well,
hopefully. Let's focus
life
on the
renewed.
Exactly. So a one, a two, a three.
Come on, Borough.
Up the Borough.